Welcome back.
Welcome back, Ryan. It is so good to see you, man.
It is so good to see you.
Thank
too,
you.
Paige.
I appreciate it.
Oh, Meg's here too. Hey, Meg.
Hey, Meg.
Hi, Ryan.
You're not gonna say hi to Peyton?
Oh, hey, Peyton. Me and Peyton have been hanging out for a while in here waiting on Ryan, but
yeah.
Oh, I just got outed for being the guy who's always last to the studio.
Hey, man, it's fine.
Hey, I'm a busy guy.
No problem. You are a busy guy, and good for you for being busy. I need to be more busier. Hey, actually, speaking on being more busier.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm going to be shadowing you Friday for our tour that we'll be giving. So I bet you'll be glad to have me along with you, won't you, Ryan?
Yeah, so I'm a veteran tour guide at Emory-Henry College. And I got to give a tour. It's funny because there's one student that's like prospective going on the tour. Like they might come to this college.
Yeah.
But then there's four other tour guides in training coming. So like that would be so intimidating to me, right?
Wait, is that how many they are?
Yeah, there's four of you guys coming on the tour.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay. So how many times do I like have to do it until I am on my own?
I think you have to shadow two tours and then you can
Okay.
Then you can make the place your own.
I think I'll do pretty good at it.
We just recorded this episode and it was a little rusty.
We did.
A little rusty. We haven't been in here a while.
No, we haven't. But we'll get the ball rolling, won't we?
Yeah. Last episode was recorded like early November. And did you guys have a good break? Meg, did you have a good break?
I had a really good break. It was super fun. I do have a question though.
Yeah.
My sister's coming in a couple of weeks. Do you want to give her a tour?
I would love to give her a tour.
I told her that I might get you to just give us a little tour.
Yeah, Peyton has left the studio.
Peyton left the
studio.
I don't
know. We never leave. What?
Lock that door back.
Yeah, we're locking the door.
What a great episode. I cannot. This is what I'm saying. When I get in here, I have such a great time. You know what I mean?
Peyton, sometimes you make me forget to breathe.
Yeah.
Like when we're recording here, like you go for it and I'm just like.
Oh, I really do make you feel like it, man. I'm sorry, bro.
No. It's good. Like it
good.
When we started this, you said you were going to be the wild card.
I am pretty wild, you know.
You've not let us down.
You know? I haven't, and I'm glad I'm like that. So
maybe season 4 will add the video feature of Studio B so that people
can
see. If
we can get the video on here, people will go nuts.
I just want them to see you. I want them to see you pre-recording.
Oh, that'd be great. I'm up running around and everything. I can't sit still. Meg?
It's like a new puppy that's never been anywhere.
Will they let us use the TV studio?
Maybe.
We should ask.
Emory Henry, awesome. Place of connections.
If you want to see behind the scenes footage, I'm going to archive some of the videos
and
you repost them when this episode is posted of behind the scenes on. I took over the Appalachian Center Instagram today to do behind the scenes of this episode.
Yeah. So we're doing a takeover today, getting that free press.
We did. That was cool.
We recorded some videos and I'm thinking, you know, some people, they might not know what we look like. So this will be kind of fun.
Exactly. They get to see the faces of the Bonner podcast.
They do. I think podcasts are so cool and I'm really lucky to be able to work with you guys on this.
Thank you. I really do appreciate it. Ryan?
Yeah.
Let's get right up into this episode.
We have such an amazing person on today. When the new Bonner class came in, this person really, really stuck out to me as just this individual is who I would describe as light. Everywhere she goes, she just lights up a room. And without further ado, Channa Davidson.
Hey, welcome to Studio B, the Emory and Henry College Bonner Scholar Podcast. Join Ryan and Peyton as they discuss themes of place, community, and common ground.
This is Studio B.
Welcome, Channa Davidson.
Hello, how is it going, guys?
Woo, yeah!
Channa, oh my goodness, we are so excited to have you on today. Plus, you are the first guest of this season.
I am very excited to be here. Thank you. Thank you for choosing me.
Yeah, happy. No, we wanted to get you on last season, but everybody's schedules got pretty crazy. So we are overjoyed to have you on the podcast today. So, Channa, can you just start out and just tell us a little bit about yourself, like where you're from, what led you to Emory, that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So my name is Channa Davidson. I am a first year, obviously, at Emory and Henry. I'm an English major with a concentration in library science. And I came to Emory and Henry actually because of the English major with the library science. That's really unique in like an undergraduate school to have a library science bachelor's program. So I came to Emory and Henry, and now I get to do this fabulous program and just hang out with everybody. I love it. It's great.
That is so amazing. So Channa, we know you. I know you for a few reasons. You're part of the activities board, which is a lot of fun. Hashtag Eve. And then you're a Bonner. So you, just like the rest of us in the studio, you applied for the Bonner Scholar Program. And then did you come in an interview? Like, what did that process look like?
Actually, since I live in Chattanooga, sorry, I didn't mention that earlier. All of it was virtual. So I had a, I had to do the like application process. And then I believe there was one or two interviews. There might have only been just one. And it was kind of like a group interview, which was really interesting, where I was in a Zoom call with all the other like applicants. And we got into breakout rooms and like talked to each other and told a story about like how civic engagement has like impacted our lives. And then when we got back to the main group, we like retold that story as if it, we retold our partner story as if it was our own. And that was really cool, and I really enjoyed that. And then I got off the Zoom call, and then a couple months later, I got an email saying that I got admitted into the program. So that was very exciting.
Woohoo! We are so happy to have you.
I know, right? Thank you. Hopefully, everybody is like enjoy. Everybody seems like that's in the Bonner program. It's like awesome, like meeting like new people that come in, like people that's applicants, like let's say freshmen or whatever. Yeah. Somebody you might not get to know, but you get to meet new people. I think that's the cool part. We all get to connect in
the place of connections.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Peyton, did you interview on Zoom or did you come in person?
Good question. No, I actually was in person. Yeah.
You were in person.
Yeah, I was in person. Yeah. I don't know how I really well. I liked it, but I was also with two other people, so I wasn't by myself in that interview. Yeah.
And then Meg, we were both on Zoom, right?
So mine was individual because I got it halfway through my freshman year. So I did an individual interview on Zoom, and it was not like, Channa's.
Yeah, mine. Those who were on my Zoom call remember it was almost 4 hours long.
4 hours.
So Channa, what you did with the big group, they did with us in pairs of two or three. And those meetings were each like 30 minutes, and there were probably 15 of us on there.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, but it was fun. Like all of those faces that I saw on those little screens during COVID time are now some of my greatest friends here.
Yeah, ain't that wild?
It's crazy.
It was really cool, like getting to come here and doing orientation and like seeing other Bonners that I had met during like the orientation that was on Zoom and getting to see everybody in real life. That was also really cool. I liked that a lot.
Yeah. So you said orientation. Can you kind of give us the first year perspective on what it was like coming onto campus? I think it's a little bit skewed for us because of COVID. So I'm really interested about what you thought about orientation and your first semester in college.
Yeah, I was a big ball of nerves whenever I arrived. And so I moved in, but I moved in a little later than everyone else, like later in the day. So everyone was already kind of like packed and settled, and then they all kind of migrated towards the MCA. And so when I arrived, it was just me and my mom, and I live in Weaver, so I'm on the third floor. And I don't know if I should have told everyone that, but alas, anyways. And so we walked up like the three flights of stairs, and it was just me and my mom carrying everything up. And I was so sweaty and so hot, and my face was beet red. And then I had to run over to the MCA so I could like get to like the opening ceremony of orientation, which was, it was really fun, but it was really stressful at the same time. And the next couple of days of that was just us going around and meeting people. And like, it was with our core classes, our orientation groups were. So that was also really cool because I already kind of knew the people when we were going to class. So it was nice to be able to be like, I haven't read this book yet. And then everyone else was like, yeah, I haven't read it either. And then we were all kind of like stressing about it together, but it was really fun. And then the playfair, everyone told me that the playfair was gonna be really fun, and then I was like, psh, whatever. But it was actually probably my favorite part of orientation. And then as for my first semester, I love this place so much. I just love the people that I've met. I fell into like a really good friend group really quickly, and everyone is just so kind and nice, and I love saying good morning to everybody and talking to everybody. It's really fun. And I had really good professors my first semester and a really good like support group. And that was, and I got into like counseling really early too, which is something I advise everyone should take advantage of. Cause it's really good, like a preventative measure just in case. And to have that person that's kind of unbiased to just bounce your ideas off of. I think that it was really helpful too. So I really enjoyed my first semester and I'm really happy to be back.
That's so cool. I've got, can we talk about Playfair for a second without revealing what it is?
Okay.
Because like, it's kind of top secret, you know?
Yeah.
I'm afraid that new bonners are going to listen to this and try to figure out what Playfair is. But Channa, can you just like give us some words to describe Playfair?
Okay. It was very like energetic and there were a lot of people and I got to like talk to a lot of people. I don't know how to be not revealing with this as much as I can.
I know that was kind of a hard question on my part, but
yeah,
it's such a rush.
It is. Whenever I asked like my orientation leader what Playfair was, she was just like, well, it's really fun and everyone loves it and you like have to go, but it's not going to be bad, I promise. And I was like, oh, okay. And I did not expect what I got whenever I arrived, but it was really fun. One of the most memorable parts of orientation by far.
Oh, I totally agree. I think Playfair is like the one part of orientation that everybody is like 10 out of 10. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Peyton, did you like Playfair?
No.
Oh, yours was on Zoom though, right?
No, mine was not on Zoom.
You were in person? You didn't like Playfair?
No, because that was during the COVID ramp up time. So when we had to go, it was masks on, do not take them off. If you take them off, you're getting sent home.
Oh.
So basically, it felt like I was just, I don't know, it was a rough time. But yeah, we didn't get to go on the football field. We didn't do anything. We had like a little class. It was kind of basically a class of people. And that classroom of people, that's who you like basically hung out with the whole entire time. But what was good about it is the people that you were with, they were kind of like your same major. They kind of had the same interests as you. So,
okay.
Yeah. So it was a little bit, it wasn't as fun. Like I didn't get to meet a lot of people during that time. And then after that, you kind of get to stay in your room. You couldn't leave. So it was like very lockdown-ish. So, and a lot of people didn't like that. So it's kind of rough, but I've stuck it out and I enjoy where we're at right now. So hopefully it continues to be like that too. So
cool.
Speaking of, earlier of projects, Channel, what is your project right now that you're doing in Bonner?
I am on the Watershed Project with Tal and a lot of the other first-year Bonners. I know we had like the kind of option to switch projects this semester and you can get a new one each semester. But I chose to stay with the Watershed Project because I really like the work that we're doing and it's just really like engaging and fun for me. So I stayed with the Watershed.
That's awesome. Yes, the Watershed Project. I don't know if you're an avid listener of Studio B, but our very first episode was Peyton and I in this really weird room. We didn't know anything about technology or podcasting. We just jumped in and talked to Tal and Madison.
That was really cool. Yeah, we got to understand a lot about it because we didn't really have a clue what it was.
And then hopefully, fingers crossed, Meg has set up a 1 year kind of thing that we can talk to Tal again and see where the project is at, because I don't know if you know this, Peyton, but that was a year ago to like this week.
No way.
Is when we had our very first episode of Studio B.
Wow. Oh, really? Oh, really? Crazy? I didn't know that.
And look, we're on all these streaming platforms and we've got this fan base and we have the world's greatest producer, Meg Askew. Like, there's so much happening.
Yeah,
so
yeah, we've grown a lot since then. Yeah, we went from that little room to here on a lot of different platforms. It's nice.
Yeah. Channa, the Watershed Project it's kind of hard to explain, you know, like it's a bunch of different moving pieces. What is your perspective on the Watershed Project?
So I came in last semester as a digitizer. And so basically my job was to scan these old account books from the college. And eventually all those will be moved. Those files will be moved into we have a platform where you can create like museum exhibits online. And then it'll be like public access information to show like a kind of map of Southwest Virginia and how Emory and Henry kind of influenced and affected the place around us. And then this semester, I'm working on a more specialized project within the watershed where I'm scanning, or not really scanning yet, but there's all of these like letters from this cattle company that was based in Emory. And they sold cattle like all across the country into Europe. And we have like all these letters and like correspondence between these companies, and so my job is to kind of look through the letters and see what is of like unique importance, and then I'll make kind of like a map of how this place and Abingdon and this place of Southwest Virginia kind of affected the world and our economy and that kind of thing like that. And then at the end there, I'll get to make my own museum exhibit on that website and kind of highlight our place in the world now.
That is so cool. I work a little bit on the Watershed Project through some of my civic innovation work, and there's so many moving pieces, and the whole process I think is really moving about just telling the history of this place that hasn't been told for such a long time. And I think we have such a big responsibility. I think you might agree with this, Chana. We have such a big responsibility as the people who get to tell that story.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow. Chana, if you were a billboard for the Watershed Project, why would you tell people to like come and join this project?
There are so many different ways that you can get involved in this project. And Tal is really good about like asking you what you like to do, first of all, and then kind of seeing if we can fit you in the project. And we most definitely can. Like, there's all kinds of things that you can do. And me specifically, I want to go into like library sciences, like I mentioned earlier, and museum and archiving, that kind of thing, has also been a big piece of like what I want to do later. So this is like such a great opportunity for me to like dip my feet in and get to experience this like firsthand. And it's just really exciting. I love the Watershed Project. And like you said, Ryan, it's the responsibility of telling the story of this place is, and then having that responsibility on us is just so moving and so important. And it makes you feel good too after you finish it, because you're like, or not finish it, because it'll never really be done. We're going to continuously be telling the story for years and years and years and years. But, that's where I was going, I think.
Yeah, no, think about it this way, Chana. Like, you're telling that story right now, because think about 20, 50 years from now when people, like, uncover that project and they see that Chana Davidson talked about it on this podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, we're kind of playing into the oral history
aspect of it, yeah.
Part of civic memory, which is crazy.
Yeah,
which
is awesome.
I like how I didn't know all of these words until I came to this college.
Yeah.
Civic memory.
Yeah, you got
Watershed.
It. Yeah.
Chana, I don't think I've told you this, or maybe you heard it on the first episode. Anyway, I like to talk about it because I'm gonna bring it back up. When I was signing up as a freshman bonner for projects, we had the like the train tracks. We had to part the path, either Watershed or oral history project. And I thought that the Watershed was like physically building a watershed.
Yes.
Like tool belt.
I did
and
the
like,
same
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not a physical laborer. Like
yeah,
IKEA
yeah,
desk, I can
to
put
go
it
out
together.
And build.
Yeah.
Like, building hands on. Like, I know. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, actually build it, which is not true.
Yeah. No. Whatsoever. It's, I mean, you are kind of building a.
Yeah.
Like a
yeah. That makes
of,
sense. But not
memory,
like, not what's in your head of what
yeah,
you actually.
Yeah. 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 No. So I chose the oral history project, and now I'm doing another oral history project, which is the podcast. So that's super cool. So Chana, you're super involved in Bonner, and then you're super involved in your major, which is really cool. What are some other things that you do on campus that you'd like to talk about?
I am in the Emory Activities Board, EAB. Ryan, you're the president of EAB, so I'm sure you can talk about this better than I can, but I love EAB. We get together every Tuesday and we plan the events for the school, which is really cool. I think I like having kind of the hands-on and like the say in kind of like what my community is doing. And that was kind of my experience in high school too, was I was always kind of on the planning committee boards and that kind of thing. And so being able to move into college with that same kind of group was really important to me and made me feel really at home. And I've met some of the best people in that group, and I love it. And then I'm also in Calliopean, which is like our debate society. And that group has done more for me in terms of like public speaking and like being able to talk eloquently and those kind of things than anything else I've ever done in my entire life. And I just love it so much. And then finally, I'm an honor student too, so I'm very involved in that kind of program and those systems.
Chana, you do a lot. You do a lot on campus. And you mentioned EAB, which is great. I love the leadership that I have in that organization. Can you tell us like what's a favorite activity that you've done as a student here?
Oh man. I think the trivia nights are my favorite. I really got into trivia whenever I was like a senior in high school, and I would try to do trivia nights with like my friend group, but no one else really liked trivia the way that I like trivia. So no one else would really do it with me, and it would just end up being all of us goofing off. And so when I came to school and I think it was like an activities fair or something where like all the tables were out and showcasing all the groups. And then Ebe was out there. And then there was like a banner that was saying the events that was coming up next and trivia was on it. I was like, oh, I love trivia. So I joined and then I got to do the trivia and it was just so much fun. And then we did another trivia night this past, I think it was last week. And it's just so much fun. I think that was my favorite part of Ebe, my favorite event that we've done.
Channa, what is your favorite trivia?
Oh man, I really like, I like the book trivia, like the literature trivia, arts trivia. It's really so much fun. I think it's kind of niche and people kind of look at me silly whenever I get the questions right, which makes me feel good on the inside. But alas, I think that's my favorite.
I'm also a trivia nerd. I didn't ever do like real trivia up until I went to one right before COVID happened. And I went to one and then like COVID happened. And then I was like, wow, kind of forgot about that. So then we started planning Ebe events and I was like, oh, trivia is so much fun. So I'm really excited that you're excited about that and that we have such a good turnout for those events.
Wait, that trivia, yes. I think I heard you in the cafe.
You probably
right
did.
Right near the cafe you was going on about, I don't know.
Yeah, you probably heard my like, booming voice.
Yeah, I heard you in there. Yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
People say they like my voice. I don't know why.
And answered a question.
You should have. We gave out some gift cards. A lot of fun. Any students out there listening, make sure you follow the Emory Activities Board. We've got a bunch of cool stuff coming up. We got laser tag. We've got a trip to Dollywood. We've got
a
concert. Channa knows.
Concert.
Channa, I know.
I'm so excited.
Well, this
I'm
is
so
not
excited.
The E podcast. This is the Bonner podcast. We got to get back on
yeah,
track.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm happy,
back on track here.
Happy to talk about it. Channa, you are such an incredible person and an incredible peer at college. And I think you understand, like we do, that civic responsibility. So my question is, either through your work outside of school or in school, is there a moment that you have that you can recall that you're like, this is the work that I I'm doing? Like, this is where my heart is and where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah. I have a lot of those little moments just like walking through campus, especially last semester when I would just be like walking to class and I was like, man, this is what like these are my dreams realized. This is a step to get me to where like my end goal is, which is very exciting. And then I think a lot this semester with the Watershed project that I'm working on now with the letters, I'm like feeling a lot of those moments where I'm just kind of sitting back and being like, wow, this is so exciting that A, I get to tell this story and B, I get to hopefully like lead other people to the story then like get the story more, like, I don't want to say publicized, but you know, I don't know where I was going with that. I think that's it.
No. I get the dots that are connecting there. Like,
yeah,
Your library science. I mean, library's full of books and storytelling, and you're telling story through place, and you yourself are a storyteller. So that's amazing. As a storyteller, Channa, and as a book person, can you share with us maybe some of your favorite series or books or like what you're reading now?
Oh yeah. So right now I'm reading Beautiful World, Where Are You by Sally Rooney. I've read her other two books and I just loved them. I always burn through them and then you leave them and you're kind of like sitting back a little bit shocked because they're so good. I love the way she can tell stories that are so rich with like humanity and the choices that these characters make they feel real. And I really appreciate that. I just really love reading. I really like Cassandra Clare. That I read a lot of that in like middle school and high school. But lately, Karen Russell. I've been really into Karen Russell. Emily Henry. Bell Hooks. I love Bell Hooks. And then especially Sally Rooney right now.
Oh, okay. I don't know any of these titles. Meg is in here and like jumped out of her seat a few times over some of the authors and series that you've mentioned.
She really did, didn't she?
Yeah. We're going to have to start reading these.
We're
going to start reading these.
I love reading Bell Hooks. I love that you love to read Bell Hooks.
I love Bell Hooks. We had to read, my core class last semester was Love. And so we read All About Love by Bell Hooks for that class. And it just got to the point where I'm reading it and I'm like, oh my gosh. And I just realized so much about myself and so much about my like relationships with other people and how I can navigate through those kind of like world in that lens. And it was really wonderful. It was a fantastic experience reading it.
That is so cool. Peyton, I'm gonna put you on the spot here.
Okay, go ahead.
What do you read? Are you a reader, a book person?
It depends. Okay, it, what I read is has to be very intriguing to me.
All right.
It's usually biographies or autobiographies about people.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Like Matthew McConaughey, the book we talked about.
Green Lights.
Yeah, Green Lights.
Hannah, have you heard of Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Have you read it?
No, not yet. It's on my list.
It is very, I think we each have a hard copy. And I don't read too many books, but the books I do read, like, I'm very in depth with them, and that was one of them that I very, very enjoyed, like, a lot.
That's
and, I'm, and honestly, before that, I wasn't really a big Matthew McConaughey fan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I wasn't like a diehard Matthew fan. But after reading that book, it's like kind of
Meg, we all bonded over that book.
Yeah,
that we
I like that book. Yeah,
yeah, that's a really good book. I like a good celebrity memoir. You know, like Matthew McConaughey's good. A Very Punchable Face by Colin Jost. He's one of the Weekend Update hosts on Saturday Night Live. His book was really good. Me by Elton John. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
If you saw the movie Rocket Man, that was just like an appetizer for the life of his work, which is super crazy and cool. Hannah, a book that I read here during my core that I think you would like. Have you ever heard of Gilead by Marilyn Robinson?
No, I haven't.
There's a copy of it in the library. I also have a copy you can have. Tal Stanley showed me this book, and we read it in his class. It's part of a series. It's amazing.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for letting me know. I'll have to check into that.
Of course, Channa.
Yeah, speaking of the, you talked about Elton John. Yeah, I like the musician type books.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Slash. I read his book. It was really good.
Okay.
And in the form of AC/DC, their band, and how, where they come from. It's like, okay, that stuff's very
Bono just had a book come out.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Ain't that cool?
That is really cool. Channa, are you a writer too? Like, have you ever thought about writing a book?
Yeah, I've toyed around with the idea of it, but I'm in a creative writing class right now, and it's like the conversations we have in there are really cool and getting my creative juices flowing. I write a lot of poetry, but not a lot of fiction, but poetry is kind of where I stay. It's my comfort zone.
I do recall that you wrote a haiku, I think.
Yes, I did.
An Ebe open mic night that we had. So you do commissioned work, so I've heard and seen.
Yep.
That is amazing. Channa, our time has come to an end. Thank you so much for being our first guest this season.
That's very exciting.
Thank you for asking me. I feel so honored and appreciated.
Yeah, no, we've got a big slew of amazing people
that
are coming on over the next few weeks that Meg has scheduled out. And I'm so happy that you got to be one of them.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'm looking forward to hearing about all the other guests and getting to listen to their episodes, too.
We are, too. Channa, thank you so much. We hope you have an awesome semester, and we hope to talk to you again.
Yes. Wonderful. Thank you. I had a lot of fun.
Awesome. Bye. Studio B is part of the Emory and Henry College Bonner Scholar Program through the Appalachian Center for Civic Life. Studio B is produced by Meg Askew and edited by Ryan Vaughn. To listen to past episodes, go to anchor.fm/ehstudioB or wherever you listen to podcasts.